Taylor and the Cook, which is brand new down by the train station. And it's a $25 gift card that we will mail to you. So, David, you stand by. Have a great weekend, and thanks for giving it a try.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. David, you're on with Davey now. Davey, take care of David. All right? Beautiful. A lot of times it's like you'd never if I were to ask that question out of the blue, you'd never get it.
You'd be like, what are you even asking me?
But the fact that we're just talking about Randy Quaid, and I feel like the biggest clue I could have given, hope Mike would be angry over this, is when I said this legendary actor, well, I wouldn't give him legendary
status.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's Randy Quaid all over.
You could have said, this actor famous for a Christmas movie. That could have been another hint that would have drove Habaika nuts.
And sewer lines and RVs.
And the RV show this weekend at the New York State Fairgrounds.
Known around the country, especially if you're a 420 type,
420 friendly, as they say.
This man is legendary. He does a TV show and a podcast right now called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry J-Man Joyner is on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. There's a new buzz at bingo, I think.
There's a new buzz at bingo. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Because, you know,
that could be frustrating.
Some of those bingo games, you can smoke at certain places at the Turning Stone. You can smoke. So does that include marijuana?
It will be soon.
Well, I guess it would depend on the state that you're in and the bingo you. But these seniors, they're not sneaking around the corner and smoking a joint or a bong. They're eating gummies.
So you wouldn't even be able to detect it until they're pointing at you and calling you an alien.
Or if they're like, what did you say? Be what? Be what?
Yeah. As long as you're not getting on a cruise ship. You know, I just saw a thing where cruise ships are banning people for life because they try to bring CBD gummies, which has no psychotropic effect. And so, but I think that's why we're seeing this increased numbers of people over 50 saying, hey, you know, I don't smoke any, but I'll sure do a gummy. Helps me sleep. It helps me with my pain. It helps with so many things that we're learning about how this plant is helping people with the proper use of it.
You know, I had a doctor tell me that with my sleep issues, it would be a good idea to do the medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done it. I just feel like I would be, especially with like the edibles, they can do crazy crap to you. Mm-hmm. If you have too much, I mean, be honest, J-Man, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, oh, yes. I've got way too many friends and acquaintances that said, oh, I overindulged. I didn't pay attention. I didn't think it was going to kick in fast enough, so I ate some more. So it's real important, especially for new people trying this, to just try a little bit and wait and find your dosage. Most people I know, they'll eat a half of like a buck of buzz. It's a 10-milligram gummy, and a half of that will help them sleep, relax. They don't get a real buzz or a high. Now, you eat that whole pack, and you be bouncing off the walls and seeing things.
Well, you're right. I mean, that can have – correct me if I'm wrong. You said seeing things. You could have a trip and never leave the farm, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
That song.
But, you know, so many times people have turned to big pharma, and I'd rather see somebody eat a gummy than take a handful of Valium or Adderall or Xanax or any of those kind of things, because we know – and the opioids.
Yeah.
So many of our veterans are getting relief because the VA said, hey, we're not going to take your benefits away if you test positive for marijuana. And, again, that's those numbers that are helping us see from Pew and Gallup that says 70 to 80% of Americans think adult use should be legal. I agree with that, but I tell everybody, moderation, pay attention to what you're doing, especially if this is something you smoked a joint back in the 70s and thought, well, I'll get into this now. It's a whole new world. These joints, man, they're much more potent than the Mexican dirt weed I started off with in the 70s.
Yeah. And you're also, it's funny because you're peppy. I've always thought that about you. You're very peppy. You're not that
like,
you know,
hey,
that
man, yeah, how you doing?
Right. I mean, you're very peppy.
I smoked a joint this morning.
You did.
And had a half a gummy so far.
Wow.
Started my day at 4:20, which is my birthday. And it does. It affects everybody different. See, we all have an endocannabinoid system. That's a big word for me. But what this does is CBD and THC, this is the way your body regulates it. So somebody that uses it more often, just like a lot of things, they have more tolerance. So if you're new to this, be very cautious. Go to somebody you trust and you know and say, hey, man, what's the, you know, how small of a dose should I start before I really start to overindulge with this? But that's the key thing. And it's great. 70 to 80% of Americans think that marijuana should be legal now for adult use. We hadn't had that many people agree about anything in a long time. And I think we'll see a lot happen. A lot of things happen at the upcoming election around marijuana.
Of course, New York is, and by the way, at the Turning Stone Resort and Casino, which is New York's number one casino and one of the biggest, if not the biggest, on the East Coast. Overshadowing stuff in Atlantic City right now. But the United Nations has opened a dispensary.
Yeah.
And it's right on the thruway. And it's right in the heart of New York State. It's unbelievable.
I believe up in New York, y'all are allowed at some venues to both buy cannabis products and use them at music events. People have been doing that forever, right? People have been smoking a joint at a music concert. But isn't it great now that you could legally do that and know that you're getting a good product? That's another problem that we're having in America today. We've got a flood because people want to try this stuff, of products that aren't safe. Okay, yeah. So make sure these products have a certificate of analysis, a COA, little QR code. You check that. You look and make sure it's got the potency and if they've got any hard metals and all these things. So make sure if you're trying this stuff for the first time that you make sure you're getting a good, safe, legitimate product.
Now, J-Man, talk about, you know, we mentioned the gummies, and obviously there's the traditional joints and stuff like that. But, you know, this dispensary, the dispensary options are really vast as far as, you know, different forms that you can consume. I mean, elaborate a little bit more on that. What are some other forms?
Sure. The modalities of ingestion.
Thank you.
Which is a big word for me, right? Okay. Can be anything from a powder that you mix with a beverage, a little tincture, which is you put it under your tongue. You can put it into your food. They have, besides just gummies, they've got a whole array of cookies and candy bars and chocolates. And the huge thing that's emerging here in 2024 are drinks. There's something called Buzz Me Up.
Did we lose him? Are you still there?
He fell asleep.
You know what happens is when we go long on a Foxcast. Oh, you're back. You're back. Are you good on time, by the way, or are we taking up too much of your time?
Yeah, I'm good. My next one's not till 8:15.
All right, good. Perfect. All right, so I've got another couple minutes with you. Beautiful. You cut out there, and I lost everything that you were saying.
So you were saying the cookies and the candies and then...
Drinking weed.
Oh, drinking weed, yes.
Yeah.
Drinking weed. I tried one of those cans. I couldn't keep it lit, okay? But they call these... they call these low-dose THC sessionable drinks. So it's just like drinking a beer. And the thing about it is it gets into your system quicker when you're drinking it than it does when you're taking a gummy, because it's got to dissolve and get into your system with the gummy. Well, with the drinks, you can have a couple of these, be just like you had a couple of beers. And this is really, really going to be huge. Total Wines, Specs, they have big end caps now that says THC drinks.
Well, we have a brewery here, Legendary Brewery in Utica Club, FX Matt Brewery. They're launching a new THC product right now.
There's a company, 1911, that does Lafayette. Mm-hmm. The hard ciders is what they're known for. They've got a couple drinks.
It's becoming a thing, J-Man.
There's 300 brands, guys. There are 300 brands. They contact us. Hey, could you talk about us on your show? I'm like, I don't have that many shows. Y'all got more brands than I got airtime.
Yeah. Boy, this has got to be I feel so bad for the people who've gone to jail. You know, and I know...
I did.
You went to jail.
I went to jail for two joints. I had two joints and went to jail, and literally they gave me a 30-day sentence in jail. My employer, I used to be a salesman, went down to the court as a friend of the court and says, can you let him just go in on the weekends because I need him to keep my company afloat. He's my best salesman.
Yeah.
Okay. But I went in on a Friday night, got out on a Monday morning to get 4 days of time over the weekend because I had two joints. This is 1992 in Collin County, Texas.
Wow. Well, now I got to say, there are still places in the United States. I mean, we are in New York where everything is okay. But there are still places in the United States where, in fact, I just saw some celebrity recently got arrested for having marijuana.
Yeah, you know, there's a relaxed law in a lot of places. The DA say we don't want to pursue these simple possession cases and stuff. So I think it all depends on how you deal with that officer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In 92, I said, "Did you got anything in your vehicle?" I said, "Yeah, there's a couple of joints in the console." I said, "Get out," you know, and all this. And now here, yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm a terrorist or something. But in today's time, people freely walk in Austin, Texas, smoking a joint. You know, the culture down there is it's weird anyway. So they've literally avoided anybody with less than 2 ounces. Now, if you got more than 2 ounces, OJ, man, I'm an ounce a week guy,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so I can go. Yeah, you got pounds of the stuff. Well, then maybe you're skirting some laws and some regulations now that they've made this stuff legal in so many places. We got 24 states adult use, just like you guys up there in New York. Ohio was the most recent state, but we've got 45 states that you can, in some fashion or form, get medicinal marijuana.
Yeah. Joe, with a question. Joe, you're on with J-Man this morning.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a comment, Bill. You know our friend from Old Forge, the Hempster, what would he think today, you know? I mean,
it's
here's
amazing.
The guy that got busted for smoking a joint on the police station steps, and just before he passed away, they changed this law, and all that fight he had, you know, for the legalization of marijuana has finally come to fruition.
Yeah, J-Man, this was a guy from the North Country, legendary Adirondacks in upstate New York, and he was an advocate for marijuana. Boy, this goes back 15, 20 years. And he literally went on to the property at the New York, in Albany, at the New York State Legislature, and he lit up a joint right in front of a state trooper. This was almost 20 years ago. And the trooper did nothing and said, that's really not a big deal anymore. And just let him go.
Just
20 years ago.
Told him, move along.
Yeah. Yeah. But it wasn't legal, J-Man.
That's right. You know, Woody Harrelson was kind of famous in Kentucky,
yeah,
where
yep.
he had a seed, a hemp seed. Okay. And people have to understand, hemp. It's the cannabis plant. The marijuana is the part of the plant that makes you high with the THC.
Yep.
The hemp part of it, where they extract CBD. Well, the Farm Bill in 2018 allowed these scientists with these pocket protectors and the lab coats to take that hemp, take that CBD, isolate a small amount of THC under 0.3, and the Fed said, hey, that's legal. So that's why so many places you can go and get a pack of Buck-a-Buzz gummies, a 10-milligram gummy at a convenience store that would make you test positive
mm-hmm.
for a drug test, give you a little buzz,
yeah.
Give you a little relaxation. And those are available in like 45 states now,
wow.
Along with countless other brands. So times are changing.
Weed and Whiskey is the name of your podcast and TV show. People just search wherever you get your podcasts, Weed and Whiskey.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, J-Man, thank you. We appreciate it. Have a great Bye. Weekend. All right. He's been...
I mean, think about that. He had a joint and a half a gummy this morning, and he is...